A Coast Radio News podcast for today, Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm Calista Cates. Despite a rise in Lane County's COVID-19 cases numbers on the weekend, they are leveling down. Lane County reached 406 total cases of COVID-19 over the weekend, but Lane County Public Health Information Officer Jason Davis had a positive outlook for the county during yesterday's COVID-19 information conference.
They're really not being transmitted through community transmission here in our county. They're actually being brought in and then spreading from there.
Davis said that people who are more at risk seem to be taking precautions to stay safe. That's kept Lane County's hospitalizations and death count down. 45% of Lane County's COVID-19 cases are those in the 30 and under age bracket. Lane County currently has one hospitalization and 54 cases that are within the first 10 days of symptoms. After the 40-case jump over the weekend, Davis says that the county's count is leveling back down, with only 7 cases reported Tuesday morning and a total 406 cases. Siuslaw Valley Fire and Rescue Battalion Chief Dave Beck is retiring after 40 years of service to the community. A retirement send-off will be held Saturday at the main fire station, celebrating Beck's service. There was little volatility in gas prices this week, according to the Oregon AAA. Pump prices are fairly steady, moving up or down just a few cents, depending on regional supply and demand. For the week, the national average slipped 1 cent to $2.19 a gallon. The Oregon average edged up 1 cent to $2.66. Demand for gasoline in the U.S. has roughly held steady over the past 4 weeks, while gasoline stocks have steadily declined. Of course, the coronavirus pandemic continues to impact driving behaviors. In Florence, a survey of average price of a gallon of regular gas is $2.45 for cash. Long-term care facilities can begin offering limited outdoor visits for their residents, family, and friends. The Department of Human Services made the announcement based on the requirement that long-care facilities develop a plan to adhere to required safeguards to prevent the spread of COVID-19 that has devastated populations that reside in assisted living, nursing homes, and memory care units in other states. Safety prerequisites include health screenings, face coverings, physical distancing, and the limit on the number of visitors. As mandatory as Oregon continues to experience an increase in outbreaks at long-term care facilities, all current indoor visitation restrictions issued in March remain in place, regardless of the reopening status of the county where the facility is located. Well, paddlers of non-motorized boats need to carry a water access permit beginning August 1st. The permit is required for all non-motorized boats 10 feet or longer. It replaces the Aquatic Invasive Species, or AIS, prevention permit. Failure to show the permit is a Class D violation with a $115 fine. Permits are not required on federally designated wild and scenic rivers where other permits are already required, or for youth 13 and younger. Permits are available online at huntfishoregon.com or at Boat Oregon State. This has been the podcast for Coast Radio News, July, Wednesday. This has been the Coast Radio News podcast for today, Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm Calista Cates.